state which will live in infamy.
Only a foolish optimist can deny the dark realities of the moment.
Dave,
guess what?
What, Brandon?
Our podcast has turned 18.
18 years old? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. It's an adult.
Technically, yes.
Technically,
it can
yes.
be put to death in Texas.
it can be put to death. So it can vote.
It can vote.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
It can be put to death in Texas.
Actually,
and
I
many
think
other
it can
states.
Be put to death as a minor in Texas. So in Florida, it can be put to death in Florida.
Right. And our podcast has an IQ lower than 100, so
oh, it can be put, yeah.
put to death, too. Our podcast can get arrested and go to big boy jail.
Pound you in the ass prison.
Pound you in the ass prison. Federal. Pound you in the ass prison. And it can get kicked out of the house by the parents, so.
Absolutely.
FDR's wheelchair, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, grow the fuck up, get a job, goddammit, and cut your goddamn hair. Yeah.
Oh, which it will have to because we're sending it to the military.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, FDR's Wheelchair Podcast, you can be drafted and die for your country.
Ah, what a privilege.
You're welcome.
Yep. So let me see, like, FDR's Wheelchair, you can vote, you can get drafted into the military, you can go get arrested and get sent to pound me in the ass prison, we can kick you out of the house. So I guess to celebrate, we're going to take you out for a smoke and a drink. How about that?
No drink.
Why?
It's not old enough.
But it's an adult.
Yeah, but we live in America where adults can't do adulting things.
Ah. Oh,
yeah, it's that religious rite.
I'm sorry, FDR's Wheelchair. Yeah. You're going to have to wait for three more episodes. Wait, 18, 19, 20, 20. Oh, yeah, three more episodes. Mid-January. We'll go out drinking for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
So you can get fucked in the ass by the government.
Whoa.
You can die in wherever they want to send you, but fuck your beer.
Fuck your beer.
And fuck your marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And probably fuck the music you're listening to because it offends me too. But we're free.
We are free.
We're free. We're good.
This is the earliest we've ever gone off the rails. It's totally off the rails. Man, God.
It's Christmas.
Damn it. Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's going to be a whole episode of going off the rails.
Merry fucking Christmas, Brandon.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
And happy fucking birthday to you, too.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. So, congratulations, FDR's Wheelchair. You have turned 18, where you have all the responsibility but very little rights.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Well done. Good job. Oh, you also get saddled with school debt trying to better yourself for the rest of your life starting now. And no one is responsible for that but you.
FDR's Wheelchair bettering itself. That's funny.
I didn't know a podcast could cry.
Tears of shame. That's okay.
Yeah. It's
a little self-deprecating humor.
Yeah. It's okay. We got you, buddy.
We got you, bud.
Well, until you get drafted, then you're fucked.
There's not even a draft right now.
I know. But I'm sure it's coming.
It's coming.
We have another jungle to blow up.
Yes, we do.
All right, Dave. So, I know you've been looking forward to this episode.
Ooh, it's a special episode?
Like 2 months, because you won't shut the fuck up about it.
I'm excited. It's the season, motherfucker.
I know.
Yeah.
So what are we doing today?
Oh, I think I know.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again now.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Say it again,
y'all. All right. So this has been our long-awaited episode of the War on Christmas.
Man, the War on Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I thought that this holiday is under assault. You know, as I was driving over here and driving past every single house with lights on and Merry Christmas signs everywhere and ads for shopping and even our own homes.
are very
that's occupied by the non-religious and atheist is filled with Christmas shit. So it gave me a nice sense of hope that Christmas is doing absolutely fantastic.
It is. And we're going to go a little history lesson about what Christmas actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Who tried to stop it before? Because the war on Christmas spans centuries.
Yes, folks. It does.
And it's not going to be from the people that you thought it was. It's not going to be from those liberal Democrats trying to make everything socialist.
From the 1500s.
From the 1500s, yeah. It actually came under attack the first time by Christians.
Oh, right. In the history of this, not of this country, but since North America was colonized by the English, Christmas has been outlawed one time, and that was by the most strict Christians.
Puritans.
The Puritans. The Puritans of Alabama. I mean, of Plymouth Bay, sorry. Yes, yeah. And for one reason, it was too fun.
Yeah. We'll get into that, but Christmas it was kind of seen as very secular.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of drinking, a lot of partying,
mm-hmm.
just because it was winter.
And lots of fucking, cold. Right?
Lots of fucking, mm-hmm. yep. Drinking and fucking. That's what Christmas started out as, and that's why the Puritans got mad.
Damn, I like this holiday all the time.
Right. Let's get some eggnog going. So, we're going to do a brief history. I think we're going to start with the modern term of the war on Christmas. So we're gonna start with the Fox News and stuff. And okay. Then I think we'll delve into more of the history to prove what fucking idiots and liars and conmen that they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the war on Christmas started with a book. Uh-huh. The modern conservative war on Christmas is what I'm going for. Started with a book.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what book that was, Dave?
I don't know the title off of my top of my head, Brandon. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the War on Christmas? I think it was called The War on Christmas, right? Did it I get was, that part right?
You did. It was Very called good. The War on Christmas, How the Liberal Plot to Ban the Sacred Christian... I'm having trouble spitting this out. The Sacred Christian Holiday is Worse Than You Thought.
Worse than I thought.
So keep that in mind. The Sacred Christian Holiday.
Very good.
It was
when was this published?
2006, I believe. Yep, okay. October 31st, 2006. It was written by John Gibson, who is a Fox News affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was on the radio.
Okay.
Fox News Radio. And he released this book. And he didn't expect it to really blow up like it did.
Mm-hmm.
It really came to fruition when Bill O'Reilly...
Right.
Took it up.
Mm-hmm.
And on his news program, No Spin Zone, I think it was called.
Yeah, it was called the No Spin Zone in the early 2000s.
Where he, for 2 months, railed on the liberals for trying to get rid of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was all around him. And there was no real war. But he kept going on and on and on about it.
And again, like, you know, Fox News and Bill O'Reilly and John Gibson in his book, it's about entertainment. It's about getting people tuned in. It's about getting people fearful of something that doesn't exist. So it ties into that whole idea of culture wars and this false sense that there is something lurking, something that is liberal, something that's democratic, something that's communist, something that's multicultural, something that's anything but white and Christian in the way that they see it.
A Christian ideal.
A Christian ideal.
In the modern sense, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that are Christian that these Protestants don't really understand is actually Christian.
Right.
You know, a lot of Protestant Christians don't think Catholics are Christian.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the evangelicals don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? Yeah,
I actually saw a book in the in the bathroom of a gas station the other day.
Oh, really?
And it was just on the sink, and I didn't touch it, but it just said, "Why Catholics aren't Christian."
Like, huh, yeah. Okay.
Didn't know that.
Good read. Good read.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't realize Rhodes Scholars hung out at the Pilot gas station and masturbated.
Apparently they do.
Apparently they do.
Yeah, so it's that kind of that white middle-aged baby boomer Protestant Christian ideal that if they don't get exactly what they want 100% of the time, there's cancel culture, there's a war against it, there's
exactly
something to bitch about. Yeah.
And every great once in a while, and this is one of the things that Bill O'Reilly did pretty effectively in his show, is he would find an actual instance of some mayor of some remote small town that would ban, for instance, some religious symbol from a public ground, instead of possibly like inviting all religious symbols on a public ground. And he would take that small microcosm of an example and turn it into this exemplar of how it's coming under attack from the left. So you can find little examples of anything you want anywhere. You know what I mean?
Well, anecdotal evidence isn't really evidence. It's
right.
Just taking something from a very large country
mm-hmm.
and saying whatever the fuck you want about it, apparently.
Absolutely. So it really tries to resonate with people who are trying to grasp on to what they feel is left of their version of traditional value of this country. You know, they believe that the United States is a Christian nation, you know, and I admit it's rooted in a lot of Judeo-Christian tradition. I mean, we can't deny that about this country, but they view this nation as a strictly Christian nation, and anything that is different than that is something coming from the outside. It's foreign. It's an invasion.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Like you do in every fucking episode, Brandon? Just
kidding. Whoa. Whoa.
You usually say, I'm going to disagree with you on that one, Dave. What are you doing to disagree with me?
I'm disagreeing with you about the Judeo-Christian values.
Yeah.
I think they were actually set on very secular values. And just because you don't want to kill somebody doesn't mean that it's Judeo-Christian. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the values have been, people try to stem them from the Ten Commandments, and I don't really think that's true.
Well,
you have a very, very adamant force with Thomas Jefferson and the West Baptist letters where he was trying to separate church from state. That's not Judeo-Christian. Stealing and I mean, I don't think adultery was even mentioned in the Constitution. Surely that would be part of your Judeo-Christian values.
Right.
Coveting your neighbor's thing. It's not part of the Constitution, so I don't think...
I'm not talking about the Constitution. I'm talking about Judeo-Christian tradition as far as a culture.
Again, I'm going to disagree with you because I don't think the Puritans were part of that Judeo-Christian values. They were fringe parts mm-hmm. of Christianity, mm-hmm. and then they were kind of kicked out to come to the New World to have their own right. thing. So when you're saying a Judeo-Christian value, I think you could...
What I'm saying, there's a cultural presence, a very dominant cultural presence of Judeo-Christian tradition in the country that's not governmental.
Okay.
It's social. It's societal.
I agree with that.
But I absolutely agree 100% when it comes to the foundation of the Constitution that, yes, it was a very, very secular document. I mean, you go to the First Amendment, you know, and it's super explicit. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise of and thereof. No law means no law. And it goes two ways. It's freedom to and complete freedom from.
Yeah.
And they were more adamant about that than just about any other thing. I mean,
they really
not
were.
Only is it the First Amendment, it's the first part of the First Amendment.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they got more in the Constitution from the Freemasons than they did from from any religious doctrine, you know?
Yeah, you're right. But I think the listeners and the voters out there want us to fight, Dave.
The voters
and the listeners, because I've been saying voters for a long time now. I just slipped out.
Voting's over, guys.
Shit, sorry, guys.
Yep.
The voters.
God, there's a law. Wow. The election's over. We have nothing to talk about except for
I know, but we were leading up so much with voters. And I've been reading about voter election fraud that, sorry, voters came out. I think the listeners want us to fight and argue like they do on the TV.
Like on the television set. They'd be solely disappointed. That's all I have to say.
I know. We even tried to fight and we agreed.
Right. So, I mean, if you look at Christmas, and this has been true of the holiday ever since the United States has been into existence, and especially within the last 100 years, Christmas has always literally been whatever people want to make it. And the reason why I say that is because I looked up a little bit of information. I just wondered. I said, how many Americans in some way, shape, or form celebrate Christmas? I had no idea. And I found the number to be kind of astonishing. And that number was 93% of Americans in some way, shape, or form celebrate the holiday. So what that shows us is that people celebrate it religiously. They celebrate it secularly. If I got all those secularly, and everything in between, you know, it is literally a holiday of what people make it out to be for themselves.
Right. And I think it's a holiday that has really kind of grips on your humanity, mm-hmm. because you're in the dead of winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark, it's cold, and you just want to be around people that you have to tolerate. And gifts are fucking awesome.
Gifts are awesome. Yeah. Who doesn't like hot chocolate? Who doesn't like
the food?
Whiskey. The food. Who doesn't like pretty lights outside?
Right. And just that kind of warmth of, you know, you fill up, you look at the pretty lights, you look at the stars in the dark sky, you go into a warm house. I mean, yeah, it's very alluring because of your own basic survival needs.
Absolutely.
Your monkey brain is going, yes, all these are good. All these are good, like this.
So we should be having a solstice party and not a Christmas celebration.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because the Emperor Constantine,
mm-hmm.
who converted the Roman Empire to Christianity, took the solstice, the pagan holiday of the solstice on December 25th, mm-hmm. and made it Christmas.
Yeah.
So it... Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Brandon, would you like to see my Yule log now? Since we're talking about the solstice.
Do I have to?
Mm-mm-mm. No, leave them later.
Okay.
No, actually, you don't have to. It's fine. It's good.
But yeah, so the Christmas was adopted from a pagan holiday because mm-hmm. Emperor Constantine wanted to promote Christianity
right.
throughout his pagan empire. So one of the best ways to do that is to attach it mm-hmm. to an already existing holiday.
Right.
And then kind of spread. People go, yeah, fuck yeah, I want to party in December 25th. It's fucking cold as shit out. There's nothing to do. Yeah. Yes.
And let's
party.
And to your point, what you're saying is that secularism has always been part of Christmas. It's not something that has slowly infiltrated itself into a holiday that's been purely Christmas. It's always been that way.
Yeah, and Christmas wasn't that big of a holiday until the 1800s, where writers like Charles Dickens, mm-hmm, right. my favorite writer.
Oh, yeah, Christmas Carol. There's a new Christmas Carol on Netflix. And there
is that the one with Jim Carrey in it or something?
I
hope not, too. There's a new
maybe
one,
I'll just watch the old anyway. George C. Scott version.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these writers actually made it more popular, and the holiday kind of came into favor once again. So right. it's not a sacred holiday. It's a holiday that people went, yeah, I want a fucking party.
Absolutely. And if you want it to be a sacred holiday, then you can make it a sacred holiday because we're a free fucking country.
Yeah.
Yay.
And
you know,
you can do that. That's fine. But to tell me that Christmas nowadays is a sacred holiday, then you really need to reconsider what sacred means to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, I'm going to admit something to you, Dave.
Go ahead, Brandon.
I actually really like Christmas.
I do, too. I do. There's nothing wrong with Christmas at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you celebrate it the way you want to celebrate it. It's personal. It's a personal experience, or an experience that you also have with your family and people that you care about.
Yeah, you get the people that you like the most, and you give them gifts, and then that's awesome. Like, I love giving gifts, like, to my wife and finding that she really liked this one thing, and giving gifts to my parents and to my extended family, and seeing that they actually like something. That's
co-podcaster.
I was going to buy you the War on Christmas book. I was going to do it, but it didn't come until January 6th.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But it's $5.89.
But I found out if you want your packages to get delivered faster, you have to berate the delivery drivers when they drive by. That's what I
really
mean. Yeah. Where's my fucking package? Don't you know it's Christmas?
Do you know our prime delivery driver is a fellow coworker?
Really?
Yeah. And of your wife's, actually.
Really? Who's that?
I'm not going to say the name of the podcast.
Oh, that's right. You can't say that. That's right. Yeah. We don't want to
get
fired or whatever.
Well, I don't want to say somebody's name without permission. But yeah, she worked with me and your wife.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. She'll text Bethany.
You're worried about the rules of podcasting.
No, I'm not. I'm just fucking with you. General decency, Dave. It's fucking Christmas, you cocksucker.
And listeners, it's also Brandon's birthday, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
I think we should all sing happy birthday to you right now, Brandon. If you're listening out there, hit pause and sing happy birthday to Brandon. Please.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
No problem.
But I did want to read the snippet for the War on Christmas.
Yes, please do.
So, okay. So, this is what's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. In the United States of America, a nation overwhelmingly Christian, literally any sign of Christmas in public can now lead to complaints, litigation, angry protests, threats, and bruised feelings. Every year, the limitations get tighter and tighter and spread to more and more. That's just bad English. More and more communities.
And more and more.
Yeah. Far from being liberal cities.
Far from the big.
I'm fucking stuck in it. Far from the big liberal city. That was one sentence.
You're reading it fine. It's just written like shit.
Yeah. And as Fox News Channel's John Gibson reveals the shocking expose, it's not happening by accident. Secular liberals say they are just protecting the constitutional rights of non-Christians who don't want to see or hear about Christmas. Good luck with that, fuckers.
Right.
But what about the constitutional rights of millions of Americans who simply want to celebrate the traditional holiday without insulting anyone else, but also... God damn, this run-on sentence are fucking incredible. Anyone else, but also without having to hide behind closed doors. And that's with an the question mark. After that run-on sentence, which started with "but" and ends with a question mark. Jesus Christ. Gibson unveils
the
Gibson unveils the coordinated work of American Civil Liberties Union lawyers, professional atheists. I didn't know you could be a professional atheist, but okay, there you go. And Christian haters who have taken the war on Christmas to your front door.
A professional atheist. I don't believe in God professionally.
Right. I make a lot of money saying God sucks.
Oh, Dawkins, damn you.
Fucking A. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you mean scientist?
Right. And a lot of what they get from this is, like, you'll have an occasional situation where a Christian group will stoke the flames a little bit, and they'll go put up the Ten Commandments or want to put up the Ten Commandments on a public property. And the way the law reads is that you can either have no religious symbols on public property, or you have to allow for all religious symbols on public property.
A lot of fucking religious symbols.
Right. And they don't like a statement of atheists, and they don't like a symbol of Judaism or Islam. They don't want those other symbols there. They're afraid of those other symbols. It's Christianity or it's nothing.
Yeah. And it's okay to be a Christian.
Yeah. Just
don't make me play with your favorite toys.
Right. That's the beauty of it. It's okay to be whatever you want to be in this country. There's no limitations to your beliefs. And there's no limitations from your beliefs. It goes both ways. You know, we're a diverse culture.
Yeah.
Get with it.
Yeah, and if you want to tell me Merry Christmas, you know what I think? How you're being nice.
Right. Merry Christmas.
You
want to
tell me Happy Hanukkah? I just think you're being nice. What? If you want to tell me Happy New Year, I just think you're being nice. If you want to go Happy Solstice, I just think you're being nice. Right. I don't fucking care.
Right. If you say Xmas instead of Christmas, you're not being anti-Jesus.
It's a well-known abbreviation of the goddamn word.
Heresy.
Heresy. Burn. Man. And plus, if you really think Christmas is still about the Christ Mass, then you're fucking delusional.
Right.
You're fucking delusional.
Yeah.
Because why would you have a mascot that was created by Coke?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. St. Nick, my ass, he's called Santa Claus.
Right.
And he wears a red suit because that's what Coke wanted him to sell more Coke.
Yep.
So.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question whether about that.
And the nativity scene never fucking happened.
Whoa, dude.
Never fucking happened. So that's another, that's a whole different line about religion and whatnot, but we're still in the warm
on the
Christmas.
Night that Jupiter and Saturn are making love in the sky, you're denying the nativity.
I am. Because you know why they call it the 12 days of Christmas? It's because it took the fucking wise men, who were actually kings, they weren't wise men, they were just fucking rich assholes on fucking camels. Anyway. They arrived 12 days later. So that whole birth scene didn't happen because he was already fucking born. They were probably just trying to keep him alive. And then these dickheads show up and they're like, don't infect my baby, please.
Right.
Apparently it was a virgin birth, according to Mary, who was trying to convince her husband.
I kind of like magic. The magic story is good. I love it.
I prefer Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller. Oh, my God. This is a fun off-the-rails episode, isn't it, Brandon?
You want to get even more off the rails?
I want to get more off the rails, yeah.
So, according to astrologists...
Oh, yeah.
To have what they call the Christmas star, there's actually a Christmas star that happens. It happens every 80 years or what. So, mm-hmm. It actually happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it usually appears in September.
Uh-huh.
But the rich assholes would have seen it in September and traveled, but they only traveled a month worth of traveling, so they would have arrived in around about October.
October. Mm-hmm.
So you're looking September, October,
right,
for Jesus to have been born, so it wasn't December at all. So that's the first lie.
This isn't making sense at all anymore.
I thought it made a little bit of sense.
Your story makes sense, but the story doesn't make sense.
Oh, no, it doesn't make sense. It went off the rails when Emperor Constantine stole the winter solstice, which isn't actually the winter solstice, when the pagans celebrated the winter solstice.
Exactly.
Because they were already fucking worshipping the fucking moon. The solstice was over.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You really want to get off the rails?
I got another quick... It's the holiday season. That's an old song. They say Happy Holidays. That was before the Culture War.
Absolutely.
How about that?
So we'll get back to the war of Christmas. So Bill O'Reilly and his Republican friends have really pursued this myth that Happy Holidays has replaced Merry Christmas, which it really hasn't.
Never did. It's always been, they've been mutually exclusive since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's okay because... If you say Happy Holidays, I don't know what fucking religion somebody is. I say Happy Holidays. I say Merry Christmas. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter.
And like you said earlier, when we were having dinner, no one has ever been offended that I've ever said Merry Christmas to, or Happy Holidays, or season greetings, regardless of what they believe or don't believe. It's well wishing to people.
It's just saying,
yeah.
I hope you have a good time, man.
Absolutely.
Go party in December, is what it's saying.
Right. I mean... So it's just this baseless narrative that Christmas is somehow being erased, being outlawed from public celebration, you know, as part of this culture war. And it's gained traction through people like Bill O'Reilly and all of these pundits, this John Gibson guy, because people listen to them. You know, it's a humongous entertainment industry. And the people who perpetrate this war, this culture war, the cancel culture stuff, I don't think they believe it themselves. I think they're absolute bullshit entertainment for entertainment. They're snake oil salesmen, and they don't give a shit about the true meaning of anything.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, if they really cared about the true meaning of Christmas or whatever that means, so Jesus Christ being born, they would give it some historical meaning.
Right.
They would actually figure out when he was born and really celebrate it as a sacred holiday.
Wouldn't it be cool if it was Halloween? We found out like he was born on fucking Halloween. That'd be awesome.
You know, that's why they have All Saints Day?
The day
after?
Mm-hmm, the day after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just people freaking out because you want to like spooky stuff.
Right. Right, not to scare. Yeah, right.
Oh, fuck. Oh, genuflect.
And now what they're doing, if you've noticed, since the pandemic, they're using the pandemic to further perpetrate the war on Christmas. They're saying, hey, all these restrictions, all these guidelines,
Dave,
are intended to keep you away.
Dave, are you trying to piss me off?
I'm pretty good at it all the time. Why am I trying to piss you off?
Because of fucking Jim Jordan.
Ooh, your buddy. You love Jim Jordan.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Right up the road in Dayton, Ohio.
Yep. Jim Jordan tweeted yesterday that the left is trying to cancel America. And this was preluded by him saying...
Is there a button on the computer somewhere? Control, escape, cancel. Gone.
Right. This was preluded by him saying that everyone's... They're trying to cancel... So one of his tweets was, the left are canceling straws and Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the New Year.
Did he say straws?
Yes, he did.
Talking about the paper straw bullshit?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's another... I mean, how do paper straws figure into all this?
I don't know.
And trying to cancel New Year's?
Yeah. That was all in one tweet. So we do have a hashtag right now.
Yes, we do. A new hashtag.
It's FCKU Jim Jordan.
Yeah. Brand new.
Brand new. Started yesterday.
And people like him and, you know, Fox News is doing a little bit more too. And a lot of these right-wing activists that you hear all over the radio and Newsmax and OAN, they're talking about how these coronavirus restrictions are keeping your family purposefully away from each other in order to get rid of Christmas. Charlie Kirk said the other day, he said, the left has always hated Thanksgiving. Now they're using the virus as an excuse for you not to be thankful. They're using the virus, they're creating these restrictions so you cannot be dead next year during Thanksgiving to be thankful.
It's called an airborne virus.
Right.
That's ravaging the world.
Right.
Be thankful you don't have it.
Right. But if you agree with Charlie Kirk, go ahead. Get together.
Absolutely.
Celebrate that shit. You know? Oh man.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. So our very own lame duck president accused our former president of never saying Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He said that. That was part of his campaign.
Right.
His first campaign.
He said it back in 2016.
Yeah.
You know, he brought that up over and over and over again.
Yeah. And that he was going to bring Merry Christmas back to the White House.
Oh, man.
Well, for the next 30 seconds, I'm going to prove that piece of shit that he's a lying...
You said piece of shit already.
I did say piece of shit, so I'm trying to think of another one. That lying fake-ass Chucky doll.
Perfect.
That's a good one.
I like it.
All right, cool. All right, so if you don't know already, I won't even have to introduce him. Here we go.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
We want to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
A very, very Merry Christmas and a holiday filled with joy.
I want to wish every American a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
So Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Now, to back up those claims, could you include just a few extra examples of the former president saying Merry Christmas?
No, he never said it.
He never said it. And he literally said to everyone in the country.
To every American.
Every American, Merry Christmas.
And you may have heard a voice go slightly higher pitch. That was the First Lady wishing a very Merry Christmas.
So the whole family's in on this.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy.
They tried to cancel Thanksgiving. It didn't work. Now they're coming for Christmas. Yeah. That's another Jim Jordan tweet.
Yeah, jeez. See, Jim Jordan wouldn't piss me off if it wasn't so fucking stupid.
Right. Notice how he uses the word they. It's very vague and allows people to define what they is for themselves.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Yeah. But we all know who they is because we've been taught by conservative programs like Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, that was the other cocksucker I was trying to remember a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
He's on OAN now?
Is he?
Yeah, and he's got his own podcast.
Is he still growing that beard out and looking more creepy each time?
I don't fucking watch it. I can't stand that guy. I'd rather take Bill O'Reilly than Glenn Beck.
Yeah, I mean...
Because Bill O'Reilly was angry and yelled a lot, but Glenn Beck really...
O'Reilly was a little less ideological and a little less conspiratorial, but again, he's been off the air for 4 years. Who knows what he would be like if he's back.
Bill O'Reilly's back too. He's on Newsmax. I saw him too. Yeah, wow. He's on Newsmax. I was flicking through Pluto TV, and there was a Bill O'Reilly show. I didn't click on it because I had, you know,
I'll have to make sure I don't watch that ever.
To do. But I think someone described it to me best was, Bill O'Reilly yells at you for being wrong, conservatively wrong. Mm-hmm. Glenn Beck sodomizes the truth.
I like that. So, sodomizes the truth. Ooh, yeah. I like that. I'm going to use that.
Yeah. So it's like the truth is there, but it's really fucked up. I remember the first time I heard Bill O'Reilly. I was at a friend's house, and he had Fox News on in the background. This was, I was young, and he's like, "Oh, Bill O'Reilly's on. He knows how to handle guests and stuff." And I was like, "Why is he yelling? Why is he yelling at all the time?"
And it's his show.
Why is he not letting them speak?
Right.
And I was young, like I didn't know, like I wasn't on a side, but I was like, doesn't seem right.
If you have your own show and you have to use volume to control the dialogue, something's wrong with your dialogue itself.
Or just you. Or something's you. Wrong with you, right, right, too.
Right. Yep.
Oh, maybe that's why he was fired for fucking trying to rape women.
Damn. I love it when you just go there without warning. It's great.
No sodomizing that truth.
Oh man,
I'm all hopped up on petty fours and eggnog.
That could be an episode title. We were just going to call it the War of Christmas, but sodomize the truth would be pretty good. We're just renamed the podcast Sodomize the Truth with David Brandon.
I like it.
Shit, I love it. Oh God, I can't even think about it anymore.
Oh, I'm just looking at my notes real quick, Dave.
Yeah.
You know how I said it was the pagan solstice that Emperor Constantine overtook? I was wrong. It was the sun god Sol's birthday.
Oh, God. Okay, thank you for that correction. I know. You sodomized the truth, but you corrected yourself.
I did sodomize the truth.
So I'm proud of you.
So after that, it was... he was trying to cover up the pagan origins, but throughout the Middle Ages, what came to be known as Christmas was celebrated mainly pagan ways with drinking, feasting, and sex.
Yeah.
It was so debaucherous, in fact, that the Puritans banned the celebration of Christmas altogether. So that sacred holiday that the Christians like to talk about was tried to be banned by the Christians.
It was all debauchery.
Because it was drinking and fucking.
I just went from liking Christmas to loving Christmas.
I wonder how much truth they sodomized.
Oh, my God. I'm loving this. This is so much fun. Oh God.
So it really is a myth that this odd wing of conservatism now is trying to peddle that it's the left just disregarding Christmas when Christmas as a Christian holiday has been disregarded since the beginning. It wasn't even meant to be a Christian holiday, really. It was just something that they want to do, spread the religion. Mm-hmm. It's not about celebrating Jesus. It's not about going to Mass. It's not about the nativity scene. It is trying just to politicize a religion to spread through an empire. And that's where it started.
Exactly.
So if you really were...
It's un-American.
Yeah.
And that's un-American as it gets.
It really is, because we have the secularist... We have... The founding fathers really speaking out against it.
Right.
Because it doesn't include everybody.
Yeah. And some of these founding fathers who insisted upon this were deeply religious people. Not all of them, but a lot of them were. But they understood that separation was absolutely necessary. Because they saw what happened to the Puritans. What made them crazy, you know? I mean, the Church of England, you know? They literally had to separate themselves. The separatists. You know, they had to force themselves to separate from a church and move across the ocean just to be free. And they never wanted anybody in this country to ever have to do that again.
No, that's the whole point of this country, is that worship the fuck you want. And if you don't want to worship it, cool. You do? Cool. We're all cool here.
Welcome to the...
fucking hippies, man. They were fucking hippies.
We're the Temple of the Truth Sodomizers. We are... I just can't let that go. That's too funny.
It'll come back.
And what's kind of funny, I was kind of taking a look, and we've been, as you can tell, we've been doing reading a lot this week. So I was like, so where did this modern war on Christmas, was there any, like, anything pre-Bill O'Reilly? And not the earliest, but the most poignant piece that I found... actually came from a very famous neo-Nazi and anti-Semite, Henry Ford.
Yes.
So for those of you who want to claim Judeo-Christian values, let's go back to Henry Ford. And he was offended back in the 1920s that he couldn't find Christmas cards that indicated...
Do you want to read the quote?
Sure, I'll read the quote.
Okay.
Last Christmas, most people had a hard time finding Christmas cards that indicated in any way that Christmas commemorated someone's birth. So he recognized that there was this secularization that always existed of Christmas. And he accused Jews of doing this.
Which seems to be the default setting for fucking asshole white people. Blame the Jews.
Right. But a lot of evangelicals today, you know, claim to support Judaism and the state of Israel unconditionally.
Yeah, that is weird.
So it's kind of like going opposite. So the
it's an economy of hate.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a convenience of hate. You know? It's very odd. And definitely. He said it was a conspiracy to abolish Christmas celebration in public places. Not only do the Jews disagree with Christian teaching, this is Henry Ford, which is their perfect right, and no one dare question it, but they seek to interfere with it. It is not religious tolerance in the midst of religious difference, but religious attack that they preach and practice. The whole record of Jewish opposition to Christmas, Easter, and certain patriotic songs shows that. So the 20th century war on Christmas really started with anti-Semitism.
I got a patriotic song for you.
Yep. Yeah. It's time for that again, ain't it? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. And all he did, like we were talking about how they like cherry pick little anecdotes from things that happened. So what Ford did is he found a few instances in which Jewish leaders challenged the teaching of Christianity in public schools. Because in the 1920s and before that, it was super duper prevalent. Creationism was taught in public schools. There were daily religious exercises. There were prayers. And when this became overwhelming to a lot of students who were non-Christian, particularly Jewish, a lot of Jewish leaders, a lot of rabbis stood up to this and said, hey, these are public schools, institutions paid for by tax dollars. The separation of church and state extends to public schools because it's an extension of the government. So, you know, it was really a First Amendment challenge to proselytizing in public schools. And the court systems agreed in the 19 yep. fucking 20s. You know, so it.
Yeah. And before you guys go, but Henry Ford, he was an American patriot and a great guy. That motherfucker supported Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
During the war.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He is not an American hero.
No, he's.
Of any sorts.
He was able to take the American worker and make them a drone so he could get rich and then support Jew-hating genocidal maniacs.
This is a short break for FDR's Wheelchair, brought to you by the Ford F-150. The Ford F-150 is America's best and greatest truck. It's been around forever.
Not made in China.
Not made in China.
Just with Russian money.
Yeah. So as early as the 1920s, 1930s, it was commonplace and common practice for Christianity to be secularized in the public arena. You know, the Supreme Court understood it back then. A relatively conservative Supreme Court understood it back then. But things changed a lot in the 1950s after World War II, when church membership rose to a solid probably 60% of the American public. Christianity was rocking and rolling during that time. More people went to church than ever. But what's interesting is that Christmas continued realistically on a secularized path during that same time period. I mean, who wrote most of the songs for Christmas? Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole. I mean, these are risque music artists of the time.
Yeah, that like to fucking party and
right
and gamble and hang out with the mob.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying about
right.
that.
I know. I know it sounds like we're starting to repeat ourselves, but over and over and over again, you go through the history of this country, and Christmas is a secular holiday for a lot of people. It's a hybrid holiday for other people, and it's also a religious holiday for some people, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and that's okay if you want it to be your religious holiday. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you want it to be a holiday where you just party in the middle of December when it's fucking miserable outside. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you want it to be an excuse to hang out with your family. It's okay if you want it to be, I want to give my significant others gifts. It's okay. Just don't fucking come out and say that there's a goddamn war on Christmas and that your rights are being oppressed.
Can we kill a goat, please?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
It's okay.
Just making sure that's on the list.
That's all fine. Right. Pretty sure that was the first Christmas gift. Goat bleeding to death in the backyard, babe. Merry Christmas.
Milk it before it dries up.
Right. Well, fuck, we needed that.
Go out there, baby, sodomize the truth.
Yeah, no shit. So this myth being portrayed that it's a sacred Christian holiday, and that's why I pointed out at the beginning of the episode of the sacred Christian holiday, because there's nothing fucking sacred about it. It's not even Christian. And and you can't tell me that if you don't understand that, then you don't know the history, and you're failing to realize what Christmas actually is, and it's being whitewashed into what corporations want you to believe. I'm getting fucking conspiratorial.
Oh, yeah, I like it. Yeah. Whenever you say the corporations.
The corporations, because they want you to spend money. I mean, Christmas is a huge boon for them, and that's okay. It's okay, because they need that. We need to support our economy. Mm-hmm. But don't fucking come out and say it's because Jesus saved your sins that we need to grandalize his birth. And, I mean, what the fuck is that anyway? You really want to celebrate Jesus Christ, then you should probably go on to other things that he did that were actually part of the religion, not just some shitty story in the fucking four gospels of the Bible that they can't even agree to anyway. Give me my eggnog, goddammit!
Let alone the missing gospels that aren't even there.
They're not missing. They were just excluded.
Right.
At the convening of Nicaea. That's where the Nicene Creed and Mass comes from. They literally said, yeah, we want these four gospels, these other seven gospels that we know about. Nope.
Yep.
Because we can't really explain them, and that's a lot of hard shit to do, and they're kind of detailed.
But, right.
So we're just going to stick with these four that are pretty vague and still contradict, but we can kind of get around those contradictions.
We
can get around
it. We can create our own story. But so, if you want to believe it, if somebody wants to believe it, it's fine. Right. Don't push it on anybody else.
Right.
It's not a culture war. Keep it to yourself.
It's not a culture war. It is not a culture war.
It's just not. Yeah.
And if it is a culture war, then Jesus Christ is fucking Christianity slamming us with it.
Right. I know.
It's right up the fucking throat.
If we're wrong and it's not fabricated bullshit, Christmas is beating our asses.
Just
to
look
a
out
pulp.
The goddamn window.
Right. It's
just
pretty.
Turn.
It's, nice.
It's pretty. Turn on your fucking radio. I mean, the Christmas song. Go into a fucking store.
Yeah.
Well, if you can.
If you can. No, just go to Google and the little O's are turning into Re's and shit. It's it's great. It's awesome.
Yeah, I was actually
going
to bring that up.
Facebook does the same thing.
Google has the string of lights over the O's and G's and shit. Yeah. Because
OG Google.
OG Google, you know. They don't want to piss off the Christians. Because they're, once again, feigning attack.
So what's the big takeaway that you want people to get from this episode, the idea of the war on Christmas? If you wanted to have a big takeaway for people to understand, what would that be?
That it's okay that we have holidays, and it's okay that we can celebrate them differently. And we're allowed to interpret as we see them, but don't cry wolf. Mm-hmm. Just celebrate your holiday. Wish it on other people. Have them wish other holidays on you. We're all in this fucking roller coaster that we call life as it is. And we don't need to divide ourselves. We just need to say, hey, December fucking sucks. But hey, we got, there's
at
a bunch of.
January's worse.
January's worse, but at least we got a bunch of times we can party before it really gets bad.
Right.
Until it warms up again.
Yeah. And then the beauty of this country is its complexity and its diversity. You know, in any way you slice it, whether it's something that's ethnic or racial or religious or any kind of belief, that freedom's ingrained.
Right.
In the tradition, the conservative culture of our country, going back to original intention, is that everybody can do and think and believe what they want to. That's what conservatism should mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or,
and progressivism is when things aren't perfect, we make a more perfect union. It's a great blend of shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a place for everybody.
And I want to bring up another thing. If Christmas was so sacred, then why do countries all around the world, Christian countries all around the world, celebrate it on different days?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know in Norway and Sweden and those Scandinavian countries, they celebrate on the 24th.
Yep.
Anatoly was telling me he's celebrating Christmas, who's from the Ukraine, on the 6th.
On the 6th, really?
Yeah, because it's that 12 days of Christmas
right.
shit.
Yeah, the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, the kind of Orthodox Catholic view of it. Mm. So it's not that sacred, really, because if everyone's celebrating it differently, then it's how you interpret it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And if Christians really wanted to go on that whole sacred thing, then why is there fucking 100 different fucking Christian religions?
Right. Absolutely.
Shut the fuck up. Celebrate your holiday how you want. Right. Leave me the fuck alone.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to use the holiday to better myself and make things better for other people.
Oh, Dave, yeah. Are you having ham or turkey or duck on Christmas?
Pheasant.
Pheasant? Well, yeah, fuck you.
We're going on the hunt tomorrow.
You fucking heathen.
We're going on the hunt tomorrow. Because
if you really were a Christian, you'd want turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're from the West Coast where you want ham, because that's what West Coast Christian. Yeah, okay. See, I'm just making shit up now.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But you probably believe it. Like, oh, I know that.
Right. Actually, we're grilling steaks.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, nice bloody steaks.
Ooh, do you like yours rare?
Rare. Mm-hmm.
I like mine really rare. I want
you said
mine
like them blue, right?
Yeah, I want mine to fight back when I try to cut it.
That's not a cow steak. That's a coyote steak.
Yeah. So, I mean, we celebrate it differently throughout the country, throughout the world. We celebrate differently throughout its own religion of Christianity. So, being a war on Christmas would mean you would have to attack every different belief. Unless you want to go wholesale where you can't say Merry Christmas. But I've never, ever heard anybody say you can't say Merry Christmas.
Never heard that once in my life.
I've heard companies say, hey, like Walmart actually did say to their greeters, say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
Well, that was one of the big things of Bill O'Reilly's war on Christmas is that these companies were telling their employees to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
Because that's... Because you don't know who's walking through the fucking door.
You want them to come back and shop there. So if you say something that's global to everybody, then they're going to say, oh, you too. And like you said earlier, if you say happy holidays to somebody, they're not getting offended. Nobody's out there getting offended by it. It's just what the pundits and these crazy nut jobs are saying on the radio and TV that are making you think that.
And before they actually came out with that, if you said happy holidays to someone, they wouldn't think twice.
Right.
And it feels like this offense nature or this offended nature is being pushed onto people. And if they don't feel offended, they're no longer patriotic and they're no longer American.
Right.
And they're no longer conservative.
Right.
They're gatekeeping being offended.
Oh. Ooh, good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I do like that. That's smart, Brandon. Well, <yeah. laughs>
I try.
That's the smartest thing we haven't read off the screen today.
I know.
I know. We're doing great, man. We're smart.
Every once in a while.
Our listeners by now be like, oh, my Jesus.
Just like,
they've turned on the Christmas music.
Right. Instead, how much eggnog have they had?
They're in their car. They're like, Bluetooth. Nope. FM radio. It's the holiday season. The holiday season. Whoop-dee-doo. And dickery duck.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Oh, man. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. It's been scattered and funny and goofy and a lot of interesting information, too, though.
Yeah, this is kind of definitely the loosest episode we've had where we just kind of went on whatever tangent.
Hey, when you sodomize the truth this much, it's going to be loose.
Yep. Yep.
I said that.
You did. Yeah. So, I think we're about to wrap things up. If you agree with us, disagree with us, want to shout out to us.
There's a caller coming in saying, could you talk a little bit more about Constantino? Shut the fuck up. We're almost done with the episode.
I know. Jesus Christ. Told you.
Could you guys say F word just a few more times? A few more times.
All right. Fuck.
Okay.
But for the new year, we are having some interesting things happen.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be releasing some videos. We're also going to do kind of an interview part of the videos. Mm-hmm. So if you have any questions or concerns.
Mostly concerns.
Please let us know. We'll address them either if you want Dave to answer or me answer or both of us answer. We'll answer them and we'll post the videos.
Yeah. So on our Facebook page, FDR's Wheelchair, we're going to have some of those videos on there. We're going to kind of release them a little bit one by one to keep you wanting more. Maybe. Or you might just stop following us. We don't know.
We'll find out.
Yep. Real and then quick. Next week, we're going to jump back in with a regular episode because, you know, we break on the war on Christmas. There's all kinds of current events still happening.
Yes, sir. There was actually a lot I wanted to talk about this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. It'll have to wait till next week, though. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, again, you could message us on our Facebook or email at fdrswheelchairpodcast@gmail.com. And we mentioned this earlier in the episode, but we have a war on Twitter.
Ooh, we do. There's a war on everything.
Yeah. So if you want to join in on that, it's FDR_wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you enjoyed our holiday episode. We didn't really try that hard. We just kind of yelled at the microphone for an hour.
All right, we're going to end this episode with a prayer.
Yeah.
Please, God up in heaven, if we're wrong and you're securing a place in hell for us, please forgive us. You gave us the brain to like question you and question everything that we've been taught as we've been growing up. So since you gave us that brain, we can just please let us in. We really want a harp and wings, please.
Yeah.
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 I don't even need a big cloud, just a small cloud.
Just a small cloud. Just leave me alone.
Leave me the fuck alone. It's going to be you, your turntable, and a bunch of punk rock albums. And you'll be
that sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you have a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry
Kwanzaa,
Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year.
Happy Goat Fest. Happy, I don't know. Like, whatever
goat
the fuck.
Goat Fest. I'm going to Goat Fest.
Yeah. Happy Souls Day. May the Force be with you. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I can keep going, but you know what includes everything? Happy fucking holidays, you cocksuckers.
Oh! Those are our listeners, Brandon.
Oh, sorry.
We love you guys.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
See you guys next week.
This has been
a legacy of FDR in his wheelchair.